Jesus condemned humanity's reputations. Jesus has one standard and category for all. He did not regard human standard for classes and greatness. He expounded, St. John 5:41-42, I receive not honor from men. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. He continued to rebuke them. St. John 10:36, say ye of him, whom the Father hath sanctified, and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If people exalt and honor you, he disclosed that you have your reward. He reveals, St. Matthew 6:2, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. First, and foremost, we should honor Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If humanity exalts you, you have your reward from humans and not God. He was the Son of God manifested in human flesh. Obviously, his servants believe, honor, and obey him in all eras. He worked many miracles for the sick and afflicted, and raised the dead, and yet many rejected him and dishonored him because they did not believe that he was the Son of God after they saw his miracles of casting out devils by the power of God. They called him Beelzebub. St. Luke 11:15, but some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub the chief of the devils. Jesus said to his disciples, St. Matthew 10:25, it is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? They dishonored the Lord when they called him Beelzebub the chief of the devils, which was the name of one of the heathen gods. The ultimate dishonor was when they went to Pilate and asked him to crucify him. That was one of the cruelest ways for humans to die. St. Matthew 27:1-2, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death, and when they had bound him, they led him away, and delivered him to Pontius Pilate the governor. Currently, unbelievers dishonor those who believe in Jesus, doing good works, preaching the truth, trusting in him to be their Lord and Savior. They did not give honor to Jesus Christ, whom honor was due, neither will they give honor to us. Romans 13:7, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. When we live godly, we will respect high standard of divine sanctification, and human standard of paying our taxes and helping others. Some of the highfalutin, professional religious, and monetary business leaders, dishonored Jesus. Therefore, humanity's definition for classes is scholastic, wealth, and business professions. Obviously, they respect them as people of high degree. The Word of God condemns that standard in all eras. The psalmist is consistent with the teachings of Jesus. Psalm 62:9, surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Jesus revealed to John that he was the rider on the horse executing justice and judgment on humanity. Revelation 6:5, and I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Let us again observe society's standard for high degree. They categorize individuals of high degree as the elite. They are the standard bearers because of their locations where they live, and their monetary wealth. In our era, they build their wealth upon their ability to articulate wealth with high technology and the skills of laborers. The natural mind is absolutely contrary to the spiritual mind of Jesus. Jesus did not evaluate humanity's classes according to their sophisticated education, wealth, and political positions of the world. However, Jesus' version of seeking no honor or reputation from people is the standard for humility he has required for the true Christian church. King Solomon, who was the wisest man in the world in his era, stipulated, Proverbs 15:33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. When we seek the honor that comes from God, we are concerned about helping humanity understand the Word of God, as Moses and all the true prophets of God. They prayed not for the honor that comes from people of the world. Solomon prayed and asked God for wisdom and knowledge. 2 Chronicles 1:10-12, Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people, that is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches, and wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Those who are highly esteemed among elite people of the world are not highly esteemed in the sight of God because they are not humble. Let us observe the birth of Jesus. Before he was born, they rejected his mother Mary and Joseph her husband. However, this was so by the permission of God. He was born in the poorest, lowest, and humblest way we have ever known any human to be born. St. Luke 2:7, And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Joseph did not persuade the people continually saying, Mary, my wife, is about to give birth to Jesus Christ the Savior of the world. However, he placed the immediate problem in the hands of God. God's plan was for Jesus to be born in the lowest state in order that his gospel will not leave out poverty-stricken people of all times. Jesus proclaimed, St. Luke 4:18, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. His first message was to the poor and afflicted because they were the most neglected, abased, and rejected people on earth. Except we can humble ourselves to any condition that God places us in, we will never enter into the kingdom of God for eternal life. St. Luke 2:12, And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, not in a king's palace. Worldly-minded people did not expect him to be born in such humble condition. Only the wise shepherds knew where Jesus Christ was born. Jesus Christ is King, who was born in natural poverty, a manger. St. Matthew 2:1-3. Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Jesus Christ, who was king, experienced rejection and poverty like all poor people of all times. That is why he came preaching the gospel to the poor first. Many people associate wealth with dignity, and a good environment with decency. That is deceptive. According to the scriptures, Jesus was, and is, the Son of God whom the world rejected. He did not have a biological father. The Holy Spirit of God begot him. He was born in a very humble condition. In this situation, he defied worldly sophistication of wealth and reputation, not having a formal education. St. John 7:15, And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Most people place their values on location. Where you live tells a lot about you. However, this is not true in all cases. God appointed Joseph to be a father for Jesus. He was a common carpenter who lived among the poorest in Nazareth of Galilee. This is why many of the Jewish leaders did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. His mission was to save sinners and establish his kingdom on earth, spiritually and not literally. St. John 1:45, Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law, and the prophets, did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Even so today, those who are born again are in the spiritual kingdom of God on earth, and have faith in Jesus Christ. It does not matter if you are in a poverty-stricken neighborhood. Verse 46, And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. The locality where Jesus abode left some doubt in Nathanael's mind whether there were any good people in Nazareth of Galilee. Nazareth of Galilee was not an upper-class neighborhood. This is the infinite wisdom of God. Jesus saved us to be partakers of his glory and suffering. When we are born again, the Lord establishes his kingdom in our hearts spiritually. Jesus proclaimed, St. Luke 17:20-21. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here! Or, Lo there! For, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Carnal people will reject us. They give carnal people worldly honor. If the world honors you because you have a great reputation without godliness, you are in need of salvation. Humanity's honor has no spiritual substance. It is only a reward given for some humanitarian effort. Jesus continues, St. Matthew 6:2. They have their reward. They rejected Paul, the apostle, who suffered stripes and imprisonment for the word of God. Paul warned Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:12, Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. All of the children of God will suffer in some form at the hands of those whom devils possess. 2 Timothy 2:9, Wherein I suffer trouble, as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Although Paul was living godly and preaching, they put him in prison. He understood the word of God concerning his bonds and suffering. Verse 12, If we suffer, we shall also reign with him, if we deny him, he also will deny us. Paul was emphatic, if you deny the Lord's word of suffering, he will deny you of eternal life. As Paul was exhorting the Philippians to humility, he wrote about the greatness of Jesus, yet, he was without a distinguished reputation among humanity. Apostle Paul disclosed, Philippians 2:6, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In deity and power, Jesus was in every sense God manifested in human flesh. St. John 14:8-9, Philip saith unto him, Lord, shew us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, Shew us the Father? Apostle Paul proclaimed, Philippians 2:7, But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. This is God's defiance of human goodness through reputation. He came as a servant under lordship without the privilege of his own will. Jesus said, St. John 5:30, I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Verse 43, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not, if another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. His Father was God. Jesus rebuked and condemned many of the Jewish leaders. St. Matthew 23:29, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Verse 33, Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Currently, those who have serpent spirits do not desire to hear the Lord's word of truth. Their desire is to deceive and be deceived. They considered him not high class, because he appeared to be a poor Nazarene without reputation. He continues, St. John 5:40, And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. He knew that those sophisticated Jews would not humble to a man born in a manger, a carpenter's son. They did not believe he could possibly be the Son of God. Jesus rebuked their unbelief in verse 34, But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He did not need anyone to testify for him to give him a reputation. He is the Son of the living God. Jesus said, verse 44, How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Many people have need of a spiritual deliverance because they desire a minister with reputation without the Holy Spirit. Jesus is stipulating to the true spiritual church, St. Luke 13:16, And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Jesus literally and spiritually loosed the woman who had a spirit of infirmity with his words. She is a metaphor of the true Christian church. Many of the people of God have literal and spiritual infirmities. Instead of looking for spirituality, they look for reputation. However, Jesus loosed the woman because she had faith in him despite the opposition of unbelieving Jewish leaders who did not believe he should heal on the Sabbath day. Jesus set her and the true church free from the bondage of organized religion. Verse 12, "And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." If we desire the knowledge of Jesus and live for him, we are the sons and daughters of God by faith. Jesus will call us unto him, and he will deliver us from evil spirits and evil people. Verse 13, "And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight." The Spirit of God delivers souls from the bondage of ignorance and unbelief. When Jesus sends forth his spiritual truth, it will make us free from the bondage of lies and deception. We will have a testimony of him making us free from sin. Jesus said, St. John 5:39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Many Jewish leaders did not desire to reverence and honor Jesus. They were naive and envious of his miraculous powers because they could not heal those who were sick and afflicted. They thought because they had the books of the law, the prophets, and the Psalms, that they had life eternal, but it was not so. Only those who testify of a personal deliverance from sin will the Lord heal of their infirmity and make straight. The woman, whom Jesus healed of her infirmity, did not seek the rulers of the synagogue who had a reputation and no power, but rather, she obeyed the voice of Jesus for her deliverance regardless to the opposition. St. Luke 13:14, "And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day." We understand that God's law to Israel was not to work on the Sabbath, but these were the types and shadows of the good things that Jesus Christ would fulfill. Exodus 20:8, "Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy." Jesus kept the Sabbath day by bringing forth deliverance to those who were sick and afflicted with sin. Pharisees, who were religious leaders, were without wisdom and understanding. They did not have power to bring forth deliverance. Jesus had power to perform miracles. That is why they envied him. The Lord answered the leaders who were angry with him, St. Luke 13:15-17, "The Lord then answered him, and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." If you have reputation and no spiritual power, you will eventually be ashamed, as that ruler was, and all of Jesus' adversaries who exalt themselves above him. Jesus continues to teach the spirit of humility. St. Luke 14:10, "But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher." He taught his disciples to esteem others better than they esteem themselves. Jesus said, verse 11, "For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Apostle Paul said, Philippians 2:5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Paul was advocating a mind of humility without seeking reputation from people. It matters not how much sophisticated knowledge a person has. Only those who have humility are on God's honor roll. Solomon proclaimed that the spirit of humility, in the hearts of believers, is clean and humble, and God will honor the lives of those who are humble because they fear and obey his instructions and wisdom. Proverbs 15:33, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." The suffering prophet Jeremiah proclaimed and said to Baruch, "Because he was arrogant and exalted himself," Jeremiah 45:5, "And seekest thou great things for thyself, seek them not." Conclusion, Acts 5:36, "For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered, and brought to naught.